The military is right now running Egypt and trying to keep it stable. But behind this, you have to wonder what's really going on. I tell this story that when we flew from Cairo down to Aswan to pick up our boat for our Nile cruise, several of us were in line and going through security at the airport. And we get to a second security gate just at our actual gate, and we have to go put our bags through the X-ray and the whole works again. And people in my group were complaining, why do we have to go through second security again? Well, there's a British guy standing in line behind us who just kind of pipes in out of nowhere saying, wait till you see what's going to happen in Egypt on Tuesday.
Yeah. No.
And we're like,
He knew.
It's like, what do you mean what's going to happen on Tuesday? And I go to our tour facilitators, and they kind of laugh it off. It's like, don't pay any attention to that. Well, the match was lit on Tuesday and thrown into the gasoline of this ancient brewing just kind of force that is emerging out of Egypt. But it makes you wonder, is there a group that's pulling the levers behind this? Was this, in fact, not a spontaneous thing, as we've been led to believe? Was this sudden uprising planned and choreographed? And for what purpose? To drive Egypt into the ground, to destabilize the Middle East, and make it so nobody wants to go near that area for the next 100 years.
Mexican businessman Carlos Slim Hilo is worth $53.5 billion. Bill Gates estimated at $53 billion. That would make Mubarak the world's richest person.
And he's created nothing. Bill Gates created an empire based on innovation and an idea. The Mexican gentleman owns media properties and real estate. They do something.
So what he did is he took American money that's been given to Egypt over the years.
Exactly. Exactly.
And put it away.
And put it away. So here we are. I mean, it took smart bombs to get rid of Saddam. And now it takes Twitter and Facebook to start to bring down Mubarak, and they weren't prepared for it, unless it was, as we're saying here, a planned event, which I'm not so sure it was. I do believe in this people power idea. I had been following the trends. Gerald Celente had talked about this, the 2011. This was one of the trends for 2011. These young Facebook revolutionaries, if you will, were going to take on these corrupt systems and start to bring them down through the power of the internet and power of technology. So here we have not a single shot was fired by these people. All it was people gathering together and through the power of ideas and literally, if I may say so, the power of the love for their country, their love for each other, saying, this is it, no more.
The mainstream media, William, did not pick up on the protest as far as the corrupt government of Mubarak.
Right.
Just starting to touch on it now.
I know it. Yeah, and that's why I called my family and said, please, don't pay attention to the bloodthirsty media. They're trying to paint these people as something that they are not. I couldn't believe the language that they were using. They were clearly supporting Mubarak and had the media, without a doubt, had an agenda in its reporting on this. I mean, I was just appalled by their approach to it, but it shouldn't be surprised.
Well, William, by next hour, I want to get into some of the events that are going on for 2012. We'll get into your mythology. And I think what we'll do is we'll take phone calls with listeners at this half, specifically about your trip being trapped in Egypt. I want them to get that perspective from somebody who was there. When you finally got out of there, how'd you feel?
Absolutely elated. In fact, it was such an experience.
And you're there with your new wife. You just got married, you know.
Right, right. And Claire, my wife, she was an absolute lioness. She took everybody into her fold and just said, we're going to get out of here. And she kept everybody focused and motivated and just tried to inspire as much as she could, in addition to just working tirelessly, talking with the British Embassy to keep us in the loop as things were changing. And my heart, I tip it to Claire, because without her being there, as well as the rest of the team, I mean, we had some just wonderful, truly wonderful people. But during an experience like this, you experience it all: worry, fear, stress, anxiety, doubt, the whole works, tears. I remember one moment I was by myself and I'm walking along, and all of a sudden this bliss hit just came out of nowhere saying, I'm alive. I am alive. And I just felt like the only way I can describe it is I just wanted to kiss the sky. Here we are in this potentially life-threatening moment, and all I can think is, I'm so happy to be alive. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for giving me this chance.
And how did you feel when you finally touched back on the United States?
Well, I actually, the great moment for me came when we landed in London. We had to go through Beirut, of all places.
I got that email from you, by the way.
Yeah, and that was awesome because everybody just in the plane erupted into applause. And there was just cheering in the back of the plane. It was a really hard moment for me, actually, because Claire had hit her head on the bus, on the coach, on her way out.
Ugh.
And actually probably suffered a concussion.
You're kidding.
When we descended into Beirut, all of a sudden she was in this writhing pain, and there was nothing we could do about it. She suffered just tremendously, and that took kind of the edge off our celebration. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen to her at that moment, and the same thing happened when we landed in London, and she could finally get medical attention in London. It was a very scary situation. So, actually, we were in the midst of a crisis even then.
So, as you look at what's going on in Egypt right now, where they want Mubarak out, I mean, and I don't think they're going to stop until he just takes off.
Right.
And there's some talk now he's going to take a medical leave and just kind of flee and maybe never come back. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? But they've got to still, you know, put, you know, they've got to have elections. They've got to get this done right. And I hope the same thing that happened to Iran doesn't happen to us in Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen what's happened in Iraq with this Just Add Water democracy plan, and it just doesn't work. They don't have a culture for that yet. So there has to be some way where a very strong leader comes in, that alpha male type, but at the same time gives the power back to the people.